Our guest at the cafe this morning is Burt Cooper, the Executive Director of Community Seeds of Lone Oak. Good morning.
Hey, John Mark. Thanks for having us on.
Yes, sir. You have welding classes once again going on, and they're underway, but there's still the opportunity for people to get into those classes.
John Mark, we still have three openings for our classes. Of course, those classes are led by Terrell Jackson, a really dedicated individual who could be doing whatever he wanted to with his time, but he has dedicated himself and his life and his family to Community Seeds Welding School. It's called the Jerry Jackson School of Welding. Jerry Jackson was his wife, and she passed 3 years ago, November the 11th. After that time, Terrell came to us and said, my wife and I used to have a welding school. I want to now dedicate myself in remembrance of my wife to you all, to put on the best welding school that we can do in Hunt County. So he's been with us. So yeah, this will be our fourth class. We've graduated about 55 students, give or take. As far as we know, every one of those men and our women are still working. And the best case scenario is a fellow who was homeless a few years ago who came to us, took the class, didn't have the $500 for the administrative fee. We comped him in, basically, just asked him to do a little volunteer work. But that fellow has now gone out to West Texas. And last report we heard is that fellow who was homeless few years back is now making $350 an hour in West Texas.
Wow.
Yes. So there's a shortage in America of over 3 million welders. So we do it for that reason. We try and find those careers that you really don't have to invest a lot of your time in, but you can get a tremendous yield from. Welding is one of those professions. And as you know, we also do some healthcare classes as well, in medical billing and coding and certified nurses aide. So our welding school is held on the campus of Community Seeds over in Lone Oak, Texas. It starts at 8 in the morning and goes to noon, and that's Monday through Thursday every week. Monday through Thursday, it's a 13-week class. So up until May the 11th, we can accept students for that class.
Now, there is a $500 fee for folks to get in.
It's an administrative fee of $500, and that covers some of the equipment, books, and those type of things. And it's never about what we get from anybody. It's what we can give to them. So
sure.
If somebody comes with us and they have a special need and we can help them out, John Mark, we're going to make sure they have that same opportunity that fella had who's now out in West Texas making $350 an hour.
That's a great story. We're talking with Burt Cooper, who's the Executive Director of Community Seeds of Lone Oak. And as you mentioned, also, you're going to have a medical billing and coding class starting soon, and your nurses' aides training will resume again soon.
Again, two great fields of profession, vocations, and that only require about 13-week investment of someone's time, but will yield incredible salaries. Right now, we have certified nurses' aides in the workplace from our first class that graduated September 20th. They're starting out at a salary of $12.50, and they're going up to a salary of $18.50 already. The medical billing and coding, we've researched Dallas. Dallas is hiring greenhorns, as you would say, first timers who are coming out of medical billing and coding, starting them out at about $42,000 a year.
We talked last time, or sometime recently, we talked, and there was a family that is they build homes, and they have made a commitment to Community Seeds to build one house per year for your transitional housing, right?
That is correct.
And they're about to begin the construction of the first house for you.
That is correct. About 45 days ago, we met this family. They introduced themselves to us, and one thing led to another, and they understand our vision for transitional housing, our need for transitional housing, because there's such a lack. So they've committed to building us a house a year for forever, John Mark. Either they go out of business or the Lord comes and takes us home. They were supposed to start on the first house a week ago, but this beautiful rain has delayed that process. And we're okay with that because we need the rain. But they'll get started. And these are going to be beautiful houses, 3-bedroom, 2-bath houses for our transitional housing program. And down the road, we've also scheduled to do a pregnant woman's quote unquote shelter. Only it'll be a nice luxury home that 8 women will be able to live in that are pregnant, and we'll help them transition through by putting them to work, helping them to get work, taking care of their babies, of course, first, but helping them to transition out by getting work.
Mm. Bart, we just have a few seconds left. I don't know that we've talked before about your thrift store, and the illustrious manager of the thrift store, your wife, Mary, sitting right here. So tell us about that.
Well, our thrift store is an incredible secret. Our thrift store is open Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 5 Monday through Thursday, and people just need to show up. Incredible bargains on clothing that is new or nearly new. We're talking designer stuff to die for. One pair of jeans in there that we had in the past, someone's now paid $10 for them, but the retail on those jeans in any other market was like $300.
My gosh.
So, yes.
Hey, Bert, thanks for having a cup
of
coffee with us.
Thank you, John Mark. God bless.
Yes, sir. Bert Cooper with the Community Seeds of Lone Oak, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition of your station, 88.9 KETR.